I'm Carol Hills, and you're tuned to The World. We've got one heck of a musical mashup for you to end today's show. This story involves an American bluegrass band doing their version of a hit by a hip-hop duo from Nigeria. Sounds tailor-made for a sideways glance. That's the weekly spot we carve out for our quirkier tales. And if it's a sideways glance, that means The World's Clark Boyd is on it.
Disclaimer, I took bluegrass lessons as a kid. And I guess that's why I'm drawn to this slightly crazy story of how and why a Chicago bluegrass quartet ended up doing a cover version of a Nigerian song called Chop My Money. Let's start with the original. The song is by a Nigerian hip-hop duo called P-Square, twin brothers Peter and Paul Okoye. I am reliably informed that it is certified audio gold, not just in Nigeria, but across West Africa. And these days, in Chicago.
That tune is just crack.
That's Ben Wright, co-founder and banjo player for bluegrass outfit The Henhouse Prowlers. Wright and company have been making music together for a decade or so. Last year, they were chosen to do a month-long tour of African countries as part of a State Department program called American Music Abroad. Wright says, think of it as part diplomatic outreach, part cultural exchange, and part impromptu jam session with local musicians.
You know, I play the banjo, which has its roots in West Africa. We played in Niger with this band that had an akonting player, and that is the great-great-great-great-grandfather of the banjo. And it had a string halfway up the neck, just like my banjo, and all I had to do was tune the instrument down a half step, and he and I were playing in tune together. And we didn't understand a word each other was saying, but we could play some tunes together.
The Henhouse Prowlers had a great time. It was a particularly poignant trip for Wright, whose father is an historian specializing in the Gambia. And the band left an impression. Earlier this year, the U.S. Embassy in Nigeria asked them to come over and play a few gigs. Wright says they wanted to go with a local hit, a tune Nigerians would recognize.
I asked the cultural affairs officer at the embassy in Abuja to send us some suggestions. And so he sent a bunch of links of YouTube videos, and I listened to them, and Chop My Money was catchy, and it was really strange, too, to think about what our version might sound like.
It turns out it doesn't sound half bad.
Time, yeah. Even though I got much more, I don't mind if you chop my money, chop my money, chop my money, 'cause I don't care. Chop my money, chop my money, chop my money, 'cause I don't care, I don't care.
But wait, we're getting ahead of the story here. Before they went to Nigeria, the Henhouse Prowlers tried out their version on an audience in Rockford, Illinois. It went down okay, but nothing could prepare them for the reaction they got when they played it for the first time in Nigeria. It was at a reception at the U.S. Deputy Chief of Missions House in Abuja. Some movers and shakers in Nigeria's upper crust were there. Their performance, captured on cell phone video, makes it clear that the Henhouse Prowlers brought the house down.
$50 in my name.
Appearances on Nigerian radio followed. The number one request, Chop My Money. The band hit the road, playing all manner of venues, including a memorable gig at a school.
And we start playing the song, and the kids just lose all their composure. They're like these super disciplined children that are working really hard and dressed really, you know, in uniforms and stuff. We start singing that song, and they can't contain themselves, and there's no controlling them. And these kids get up on stage with us and start singing into the mic with us.
And along the way, Wright says, the band learned some things, too. Most importantly, they finally figured out what they were singing about.
The word chop is kind of a pidgin English verb. From what I understood, you can use it in a lot of different contexts. You could say, I'm going to chop some food, which means I'm going to eat. I'm going to eat some food. And chop my money means spend my money. And the song is about this guy who's so into this girl that he's like, I don't care if you spend my money. You're worth it. Chop my money because I don't care.
Right.
For the Hen House Prowlers, the highlight of their tour came when they headlined a July 4th concert at the U.S. Embassy in Abuja. Among a veritable who's who of Nigeria, one man stood out.
This guy walks up to us with the coolest suit I've ever seen, and you know who it is. He is just the coolest, most well-dressed, most badass guy you've ever met in your life. And he's like, hey guys, I heard you learned my song. And we were like, yeah. And he said, well, you know why I'm here.
It was Peter Okoye of P-Square. And yes, he took to the stage during the Hen House Prowlers performance of Chop My Money. It was, again, captured on grainy smartphone footage.
He's here to make me happy.
Man, I've never felt more like, it was like paparazzi. I was blinded by the cameras. This guy's just this huge star, and everybody freaked out. Everybody's singing along with the tune, and we all look just utterly stunned and thrilled that he got up with us.
Ben Wright says the band came back to the U.S. completely pumped after their Nigeria tour. They're headed back out for the State Department again next year. They don't know where yet. Meanwhile, the Hen House Prowlers are relentlessly touring the U.S. But a couple of days ago, they stopped into a studio in Athens, Georgia. You see, at that point, they only had those bad cell phone recordings of Chop My Money, and they wanted a studio-quality version. After all, Wright says, U.S. audiences are now actively requesting the song at shows. So they set to work earlier this week. And here, hot off the presses, is the U.S. radio debut of the Hen House Prowlers studio version of Chop My Money.
It's the remix, yeah, of the remix, yeah. Ben Wright, Star and Dan, Mr. Johnny Prowler's
When I first heard the studio version, I emailed Wright and quipped that it really does make for a great bluegrass tune. Sure does, he wrote back, adding, I was shaking my head as we gave it a final listen, half thrilled it sounded so cool, and the other half still in shock that we recorded a Nigerian tune. Who would have thought, he wrote. For the world, I'm Clark Boyd.
Time, yeah. Even though I got much more, I don't mind if you chop my money. Chop my money.
Nigerian hip-hop through the lens of American bluegrass. What a way to end the show. You can see videos of the Hen House Prowlers performing in Nigeria at PRI.org. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Carol Hills. Y'all be sure to tune in tomorrow.
Igeri's fine lady, her body not dying, why, baby? We're supposed to live like family. Hey, I know they lie.
I know they lie.
There's nothing stopping me. Should they feel my swag and I get money? I did try my best to be somebody, 'cause I'm living large. This girl is